Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're jumping straight into Alchemy Capital. That's ticker ALK. And specifically their main project, Tees Valley Lithium, or TVL.
Yeah.
We're really focusing on the very near-term drivers, things that could, you know, change the valuation picture quite dramatically, quite quickly.
Right. And it's important to set the scene for you here. This is really about supply chain security, geopolitics.
Right.
TVL is aiming to build, well, significant lithium refining capacity right here in the UK, something Europe barely has right now.
And that's key because
currently something like over 70% of global refining capacity, it's in China.
70%. Wow. Okay. So this is a direct challenge to that.
Exactly. It's about diversifying supply, reducing that risk.
So our mission today is to unpack the steps, the milestones leading to their final investment decision, the FID.
Mm-hmm. The FID. Management's targeting Q1 2026 for that.
And the numbers being talked about if they hit that FID. Well, they seem pretty significant. Share price models suggesting maybe £7.70, perhaps even up to £20.
That's the range, yeah, based on their modeling.
Which is quite a leap from where it is now, around £2.40.
A huge potential step change in value.
Okay, let's get into this. How is Alchemy structured?
Well, Alchemy itself is kind of like a project incubator. The structure is designed to minimize dilution at the corporate level.
Right. So the focus is purely on TVL.
For now, yes. Specifically TVL Train 1. That's aiming for 25,000 tons per annum, 25 kTPA of battery-grade lithium hydroxide.
Okay, 25 kTPA for Train 1, but they plan to scale up.
Oh, yeah. The plan is eventually 4 trains, so 100 kTPA is a total. But the absolute critical deadline right now is at FID for Train 1.
Q1 2026, you mentioned Janssen.
That's the target window, which means full production, assuming all goes well, would likely start early 2028.
And why the urgency, apart from the obvious China factor?
It's demand, pure and simple, and scarcity. The UK has, well, basically zero refining capacity like this right now.
Mm-hmm. And demand for battery-grade lithium. It's forecast to double by 2030. That's driven by EV regulations, the big push away from combustion engines.
Right, the EV transition.
And here's something interesting. Independent analysis suggests TVL could actually be the lowest cost lithium hydroxide refinery in Europe.
Lowest cost, both to build and to run, CapEx and OpEx.
That's the projection. And crucially, they're trying to limit their exposure to volatile lithium prices.
How so?
By mostly charging a refining fee to their customers. It's more like a service model, which kind of hedges against those wild price swings we've seen.
That makes a lot of sense. A tolling model, essentially.
Sort of, yeah. Reduces commodity risk.
Okay, let's talk about management. Their alignment seems, well, strong.
It's striking. Directors own around 42% of Alchemy.
42%? That's high.
Very high. And look at the executive share options. They're basically worthless unless the share price gets above £5 and stays there for 10 days straight.
Wow. So real skin in the game.
Absolutely. And then there's the debt strategy. It's quite unusual. Ooh. Tell us about that.
There's a £5 million loan they took out, needed for the FEED study that's the detailed engineering design.
Okay. Standard enough.
But wait. Paul Atherley, the founder, he personally guaranteed that loan.
He personally guaranteed £5 million.
Yes. And get this. The lender's option to convert that debt into ALK shares. It's priced at a 50% premium to the share price when the deal was done.
A 50% premium conversion price, personally guaranteed, that signals enormous confidence.
Exactly. It speaks volumes about their belief in the post-FID valuation. It ties back to Hathaway's track record, too. He delivered Pensana to its stage one funding, remember? That company hit a 500-pound meter market cap.
Right, so there's precedent.
Okay,
strategy, alignment, confidence. Let's talk funding status. Train 1 needs about $245 million.
Correct. And the big news recently, the major de-risking event, was securing an indicative term sheet from Aero Partners.
Aero Partners, they're a big player.
A $6 billion fund focused on decarbonization. And the term sheet is for the full $100 million equity portion needed for Train 1.
The full equity piece, that's huge.
It is. It basically means that hitting FID itself becomes the main valuation event. If Alchemy keeps, say, 55% of TDL after funding, like they guide,
yeah,
that implies a valuation around £9.40 per ALK share just to the point of FID.
Okay, £9.40 based on retaining 55% and the £20 figure.
That comes from more aggressive NPV modeling for Train 1, which is around $475 million. If ALK keeps roughly half of that NPV value, you get towards that £20 mark.
So a massive potential uplift tied directly to hitting that FID milestone. What could possibly derail it, the biggest risk.
Well, look, any huge construction project has execution risk.
Yeah.
Building it on time, on budget, that's always there.
Standard construction risk.
Yeah, exactly. But the strategic importance helps mitigate regulatory risk. They aren't actually dependent on government grants, though they have applied for one from the Automotive Transformation Fund.
Okay.
And importantly, there's an update expected to the UK's critical mineral strategy. And it's widely expected to specifically highlight midstream refining, exactly what TVL does.
And TVL's CEO is involved there.
Vicky Jekyll, yes. She sits on government advisory boards related to this.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's direct policy alignment happening.
Right. So pulling this all together for you listening, the investment case here isn't just about lithium demand. It's tightly linked to these big geopolitical shifts in supply chains.
Mm-hmm.
And hitting that one single highly leveraged point in time, the final investment decision in early 2026. Everything seems geared towards maximizing value at that specific moment.
That's the core thesis. It's very event-driven.
Okay, so here's a final thought to leave you with. We talked about Train 1. But given the huge government push for secure critical minerals,
yeah,
how much future value might the market start pricing in before FID or maybe just after for the full scale-up? You know, Trains 2, 3, and 4 getting to that full 100 KTPA capacity, especially once Train 1 construction actually kicks off?
That's a really interesting question.
Yeah.
Because that larger scale is fundamental to the long-term vision and the overall economics. When does the market start believing in that? Good question to ponder.